Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Jabez Radio One. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Trippett. I'm joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. And Jabez Radio One broadcast is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. I'm going to trust him. What about you? I'm going to lean and depend on his everlasting arms. His name is Jesus Christ. There's no other help I know. If I withdraw myself from thee, where will I go? If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where will I be? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Trust in the Lord. That's who we put our trust in, Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changeth not, and he is the first and the last. And beside him, there is none other. I know you trust him. I know you believe in him, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be listening to this broadcast today. Jesus Christ is the great I am. He is the great physician. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Jesus, for being just God and being God all by yourself. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus don't need nobody's help. He doesn't need your help. He doesn't need my help. He just needs to just, he's just God. And he's just God by himself. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. That means he's all-knowing. He's everywhere. And he is all-powerful. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Trust the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of your faith, and he will direct your path. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Our scripture is coming from Psalm, the 37th division of Psalms, verses 3 through 5. Psalm 37, verses 3 through 5. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Father, in the mighty and magnificent name of Jesus, we come right now, Lord, asking you to forgive us of our sins. We thank you for this day that you allowed us to see. Father God, this is the day that you made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for our right mind, health and strength, and activity and use of our limbs. Father, thank you for being able to just allow us to put our trust in you and to lean on you in the everlasting, your everlasting arms. We glorify you and we magnify you. We ask that, Father, this broadcast today will encourage, Father God, someone to put their trust in you who may not have been believing you. But, Lord, let them, Father, have that trust in you, knowing that if we trust in you, then we shall be fed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you for wisdom, and we thank you for knowledge. And the beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord. And so, Lord, we ask that you will give us all wisdom to fear you and to do your will and to do it your way. In the name of Jesus, amen. And delighting ourselves in the Lord, he said in Psalm 37 that he would give us the desires of our heart. Because God wants us to lean on him and to depend on him. And I thank and praise God. Last Saturday, I gave my testimony how my mother, Lord, had healed my mother by faith. We were talking about faith. When you have faith, see, when you believe God, when you have faith, he said, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Then you know that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is going to answer. I testified how my mom was sick on her deathbed, but God brought her back to life, and glory be to God. We thank and praise God for my mother. She's on the broadcast today. So, Mom, we just glorifying and magnifying God, Jesus Christ, for just bringing you home, bringing you out, and giving you a life, Father, with a life more abundantly. And I'm so glad about it, and I know you are too, because Jesus is a physician, and all we have to do is trust him. Oftentimes, we trust the doctors, but his name is Dr. Jesus. You know, the doctors have knowledge. They have education, but Jesus is the healer. He is the one who will heal us all of our diseases. Amen? Amen. And that's who we have to trust. In the Lord. And when my mom put her trust in the Lord, I put my trust in the Lord, my family put their trust in the Lord, then God answered. He answered, and the prayers of the righteous availeth much, because we trusted and believed God. Who will believe the report of the Lord? If you believe the report of the Lord, then you're going to receive the Lord's report. Amen. God said, you shall live and not die and declare the works of him. Hallelujah. Amen. See, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ said he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Amen. Jesus Christ didn't come to destroy you. He didn't come to kill you. He came to set man at variance. He said mother against daughter, father against son. These are the things that Jesus Christ came for, because when you're serving Jesus Christ, when you're putting your trust in him and you're living for him, there's going to be a difference. He says, I come to set man at variance. You're going to differ. You're going to vary from the average person, from the world, because you're not of the world. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. So therefore, there's going to be a difference. You're going to be peculiar. You are a peculiar people, a holy nation, a royal priesthood that should show forth the praises of God who brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. Jesus is the Father of light. See, he rained down from heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're talking about trusting in the Lord and leaning not into our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him. He'll direct our path. A lot of times we trust what everybody else is saying, what the Department of Health is saying. You better trust Jesus. You better trust God. Amen. Because, see, if you live in for the Lord Jesus Christ, he said none of these things are going to come nigh your dwelling. See, because God, he didn't come. He said he came to give you life more abundantly. He didn't come to give you coronavirus. He didn't come to give you anything else. He says, but he did tell us he would that we would prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. So our soul is our will, our mind, and our emotions. So if our soul is prospering and we're living for Jesus Christ, our will and our mind is stayed on him, then we're going to prosper. But if we have a closed mind and we got the mind of the world and not the mind of Christ, then we're not going to prosper and we're not going to be in health. That's the word of God. That's the word of God. So he said he wants us to prosper and he wants us to be in health. But there are some prerequisites. There are some acts of obedience that we have to follow. We all know coming up, if we wanted something from our parents, if we weren't good, we weren't going to get those things. They said, well, you bring us some good A's and B's on your report card. My daddy would say, I'm going to pay you for an A and I'll pay you for a B. But I'm not going to pay you for C because that's average. See, we have to be above. And we, you know, he said we are above and not beneath. He said we should be the lender and not the borrower, the head and not the tail. So we have to be above and exceed the standard of what Jesus Christ is requiring. Amen? And then as dear children, he will bless us, because he said then in same Psalm 37, if you delight yourself in me, I will give you the desires of your heart. Jesus said he would already supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. See, he already know what we need. He even know our thoughts afar before we even think them. All he wants is us to be obedient, dear children, and delight ourselves in him. You know, a lot of times we sit and ask God for this and that and the other. But all we have to do is just, he did say ask. He said, seek and ye shall find, and knock and the door shall be open. But sometimes when we ask him, we ask in the midst to consume it upon our own self. So even though Jesus tells us to ask, at the same time, he wants us to desire him. Just praise him because he's God. Just trust him because he's God. He woke you up this morning because he didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't allow you to have to wake up in your right mind, but he did. So we just delight ourselves in him, everything else is he going to take care of everything else. The desires are just going to be extra that he'll bless us with. Spiritual desire, you know, spiritual things and natural things. We're not just talking about natural desires, but what about those spiritual desires? Saying, Lord, you know, I desire, you know, I just desire to get closer to you, just a closer walk with thee. I want to be able to have a greater prayer life with you. I want a desire of greater anointing on my life. What is the anointing? The anointing is the burden removing, yoke destroying, Holy Spirit that will come and just remove your burden and destroy every yoke of bondage, be it emotional, physical, psychological, financial, whatever it is. Whatever we need, the bottom line is God's got it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. So we need not to worry about anything even natural, but if we delight ourselves in him, but even the spiritual things, that's most important. Because he says, think on what? These things that are lovely, that are just, that are pure and of a good report. Because we can't take these natural things with us when we leave this earth. We can only take, see, our spirit goes with us. But he said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Let's ask God to have, you know, the spiritual desires of, Lord, let me have a mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you be to God. The mind of Christ. See, we put on a new man. You see, and the old things be passed away. He said, behold, all things have become new. You remember Lot's wife, she looked back. You know, God brought her out, but she looked back. He said, come on, I'm bringing you out of this bondage. I'm bringing you out of this perversion. I'm bringing you out of this disease and sickness. Come on out. I'm bringing you out. Jesus is a deliverer, and he wants to bring you out. When he brings you out, he says, behold, I make all things new. All things pass away. But that's why she enjoyed, I guess, being in Sodom and Gomorrah. She enjoyed that city. Because he told them, when I bring y'all, don't you look back. You look back. The only looking back you ought to have is looking back, how my soul looked back and wonder how I made it over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the only looking back that we ought to be looking back towards, how we made it over. Thanks be to God. Glory to God. Not looking back on the lust and sin. He said, lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily besets us and run the race. Run. Not walk. Run this race that's set before us. Hallelujah. See, we have a purpose here on this earth. A life to live and a calling to fulfill. And we must obey the will and the command of our Father which is in heaven. See, when we trust in the Lord, we don't have to worry about anything because our trust is in him. Because the Father, he's the Father from on high. He's going to take care of his own. It's just like any parent and a dad here on earth. He's going to take care of the child. Amen. That's right. You're going to love your child. You're going to protect your child. And you're going to watch over your child. And you're not going to allow anybody to do your child any harm. It's the same as our Father, which is in heaven. If you are serving him, you repent of your sin. You've been baptized in the name of Jesus. And you're living a new life, clean and holy before the Lord. And you're presenting your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And there's nothing that's going to hold you back because you're now walking in the Spirit and not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Because why? You put your trust in the Lord. The Bible says that the word of God is quick, it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Let's look at a couple of scriptures on trust. Proverbs 16 and 20. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusts in the Lord, happy is he. See, when you're happy, if you're trusting in God, you're gonna be in the Lord. You're gonna be happy. You're not gonna be sad. You're not gonna be worrying. You're not gonna be stressed out. Whether you have money in your pocket, whether you just lost your job, whether you didn't foreclose on your home, they repossessed your car, or they took all your money. If you are trusting in the Lord, you can still have joy. Because joy, not only be happy, but he's going to give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Because you're putting your trust in him. Amen? Psalm 56 and 4 reads, in God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Psalm 37 and 3, we read earlier. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. The word of God is quick and powerful. Powerful. So when we need some encouragement, when we need some direction, when we need guidance, all we have to do is go to the Word of God. It's going to strengthen us. It's going to keep us. He said, meditate. You know, meditate on His Word. Because I promise you, every scripture that you read, you could have read it 1,000 times, but that 1,001 time that you read it, you're going to get some new revelation. God will reveal something out to you from that same scripture and read 1,000 times. But this is one of my favorite scriptures, and this is Psalm 91, 1 through 2. He that dwelleth, hallelujah, in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom will I trust. You know, I had believed God this week. I said, Lord, I need you to come through for me because I needed to get something done, a project done. And I knew that I really, in my natural state, I really wasn't qualified to do the project. But God, that's all I got to say. The two words, but God. I gave it to him and I told him what I need. I said, Lord, I need you to prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, and I need you to intercede on my behalf, work it out, and Father God, oh, it's qualified, overqualified, just work it out for me, Jesus, because I wasn't qualified, but God. See, that's the kind of God we serve if we trust in him. There's no secret what God would do. We know what he's done for others. We've heard the cliche, he'll do it for you. He's not a respecter of persons. That's what I like about God. He's not the discriminator. He doesn't discriminate. No respect of persons. He loves everybody. Amen. And he even told us to do what? Love our enemies. Amen. And that's hard for a lot of us because we have unforgiveness and bitterness. And when we have that, you know, envy, that, you know, the Bible says if we have even envy in our heart, it'll rot in our bones. That's in the Word of God. Envy will rot in your bones. My God, some of us didn't even know that if we have envy. And we wonder why we're having it so hard or why we're going through. Because some have unconfessed sin in their life. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another that ye might be healed. We all sin, yes, and fall short of the glory of God. Yes, amen. Yes, we do. He says, in our righteousness is that fear the wrath. That's why he told us to confess. Not to the priest. He says to one another. We may have sinned against our brother and our sister. We may have sinned against our mother or our father. We may have sinned against our co-worker, or our manager. Confess them to them. The Bible says if you have an ought with your brother, you go to your brother. Confess your fault. You ask them to forgive you. I'll never forget, the Lord had told me years ago that I was wrong by someone. I felt they had done me wrong. But the Lord said, no. He said, I want you to go and ask them to forgive you. I said, well, Lord, I feel they've done me wrong. So you didn't tell me you want me to go and ask them to forgive me. He said, yeah. The Holy Spirit said, yeah, that's right. And when I obeyed God and did what God asked me to do, because God is a spirit, and they worship him in the spirit and the truth, I did just that. I went to that person. I asked him to forgive me. And I confessed my fault. And it was not many days hence. The Lord had blessed me tremendously, beyond measure. Because I had obeyed him and I had confessed my faults to them. Not to nobody else, not to the priest, but to that person that I had sinned against. And sometimes we got to ask the other person, our brothers or sisters, to forgive us, even if we hadn't sinned against them and they sinned against us. We need to ask, well, forgive me. Will you forgive me? Yeah, because the Bible tells us the way of a transgressor is hard. Yeah, that's why so many people have it hard, because they are transgressing against the law. They transgressing and sin. I know. Been there, done that, got your T-shirt. Transgressing and sin. No one is wrong. The Bible say, what is sin? Sin is he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not. To him, it's sin. So anytime you doing wrong, you know better. But you still do what you want to do. See, that's sin. You know better. But now when you continue to do it, that's what you call transgression. And the Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. So trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. If we just delight ourselves in him, he'll give us the desires of our heart. If we obey him, he says obedience is better than sacrifice. I can give to the missions in Africa. I can give to the missions all around the world in third world countries. But if I'm not obeying God, that doesn't mean a hill of beans. That's just charity work. I got to obey God. He said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience. Be obedient and trust in him. Because if we put our trust in man, that's where you're going to find yourself in destruction. Because man will deceive you. Man will let you down. The doctors will tell you one thing, but God says another. Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the health department? Are you going to believe the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, or are you going to trust in the Lord? Are you going to be obedient to his will and to his way? And are you going to stand still and see the salvation of God? Let Jesus work it out, because Jesus, he is the great I am. Jesus will work it out. Not only will he work it out, but he'll fix it if you let him. God bless you.